by pig coverage from a guy with such a big nose he has to be an expert on picking, Norm Hitzkus and the entire Ticket team with NFL draft coverage this Saturday and Sunday. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Red Stripe, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gordo will be out at Lone Star Park sometime, but I don't know when. Just go see him out there at Lone Star Park.
Probably whenever he decides.
Yeah, probably so. After being given a big spiel about why there are now liners out at road shows, we have an incorrect liner. So, okay. Gordon at Lone Star Park. Go see him. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The noted comedian Ron White will be at the Majestic Sunday night, and Texas Tickets has fabulous seats for that. Also, playoffs for the Little Mavericks against the Sad Sack Kings Saturday and Monday. There will be games at the AAC both of those days. You know you want to go, but you also know you need a ticket and you don't have them. Well, Texas Tickets does. 214-696-8001. We're talking great seats, too. Always remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Sporting Madras today, we see, or we think anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Hello, hello. Drea De Mateo, who plays Adrienne in The Sopranos, who I think is the trashiest, hottest woman on the planet. Because I don't think I would ever approach her in a setting where I would actually ask her out because she's too trashy hot for me, but there's something about her that she's just smoking.
But if you were to see her in the parking lot of a nightclub after you left at 2 o'clock in the morning, you'd take her with you.
Yeah, I probably would. She probably wouldn't go home with me though. Well, she has a boyfriend, and Greg, I'll see if this name rings a bell. His name is Shooter Jennings.
Never heard of him.
Reiner?
Shooter Jennings.
Sounds right. Like a rapper, though.
Grego, you should know this.
I should?
This yep. is a rodeo guy or something, isn't it?
No.
He's the guy from that
Think Adam, about the last name.
The guy from the Adam Sandler movie.
The pedigree.
Waylon Jennings kid?
That yep. is. That is Waylon Jennings' son.
With Jesse Coulter.
Who he named Shooter.
Well, his name's Waylon. That's his nickname.
No.
Not named Shooter.
No. Well, they are now dating, and according to Drea, or Adriana, however you want to look at her.
Adriana.
She is in love. But one catch, she says that she will, under no circumstances, never, ever, ever get married.
Why?
Shouldn't say. Just doesn't want to.
Because she's a genius?
How old is she?
She's either late 20s or early 30s. Doesn't say here in the story, but I remember something maybe saying she was 31. But, you know,
that's a hard 31.
She may be 28, and that's a really hard 28.
All right. Now, you guys always go on and on about how hot she is.
No, we go on about how trashy
yeah,
hot
trashy
she is.
Hot. There's a big difference.
All right, there's also a mustache warning that has been issued by the National Mustache Service on her.
She has no mustache.
She might.
You know what? If she does, then it's waxed every day.
All right, it's a mustache watch. Not a warning, a watch. Okay?
Well, a watch means that one could creep up. A warning means there is one spotted.
Right, a watch means that there could be one. The possibility is there. The conditions are right for one.
What are the conditions?
But as long as there's lasers out there and wax, then
yeah,
you know, you can have all the warnings you want. It's never going to pop up.
And hatchets.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, especially hatchets.
She's 31. She'll be 30. She's 31 this year.
Well, yeah. That is a hot, hard 31.
Right. Great body, face, a lot of miles on that road lizard.
Now, this kid's only like 25, I think.
Yeah, he's just a pup.
Smokes, too.
You think?
Yeah, she does.
What? You think he does? You think he's ever had a belt in his life?
They were inseparable.
Yeah, well, I think he's had a belt.
Well, he's got a record out.
You ever had a belt?
Yeah, I've had too many belts, as a matter of fact.
He's probably rich, too.
You ever have a belt, Danny?
Very wealthy.
What do you think?
Hey, do we have the song?
Yeah, this is a song called 4th of July.
You ever have a belt?
From Shooter Jennings.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting for Mike to go around the horn and ask everybody in the office if they've had a belt.
Go ahead, Psycho. Country?
I don't know, it's got a 12 string in it.
Along with the morning burning red on the canvas in my head, in the picture of you and me, drive across country in a dusty old RV. Just a
heard
enough.
You get the point?
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. Let it go. Let it go. That's not terrible.
I don't think so.
Telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July.
That's not so bad. You hate that, Danny?
No. You know what? It kind of sounds Jack Ingram-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Very Americana.
It does.
Yeah.
And he was singing about driving somewhere in an RV, so I'm pretty much out on that.
Was he singing about crossing the Frio River or Sweet Georgia Pines or...
Nothing beats me more than the Texana lyric. Goodbye.
Well, they're dating, which means they're having sex, Mike. At least I'm assuming
that.
I'm assuming that.
No, you don't know that.
I bet you that's a prerequisite for her, is you must have lots of sex if you want to date me.
No, he'll get tired of it.
Michael Jackson has been officially indicted. Several TV networks and newspapers said the Santa Barbara jury had indicted Jackson after listening to 2 weeks of top secret testimony, which means at least 12 of the 19 grand jury members agreed the evidence was damning enough to warrant a trial.
Oh, great. Go through the exercise, and at the end of the day, what do we got?
Innocent.
Or him
not
paying
guilty.
Somebody off, and that's it. Pleading down. It will never go to trial.
Of course, in a statement released by Mr. Jackson's people, they say Mr. Jackson and his attorneys remind the public that an indictment is merely a formal accusation. We also remind the public that Michael, like any other person accused of a crime, is presumed to be innocent.
Hey, Grego.
Yeah.
Guess who's here?
Who?
Newey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's he doing there?
Is he here to interview Dorsett?
Tony Dorsett.
Oh, is he trying to interview him or something?
I guess.
Rob, you know what I bet? He gets him before we do.
Well, we're not getting him at all.
Simple, come on with us.
Oh, I haven't even seen Tony. Have you?
No.
I don't even think he's here.
Tony.
Really?
Right, Tony.
What else?
Dennis Rodman, Monday, an L.A. judge, I'm sorry, a Las Vegas judge, fined Rodman $1,000 and ordered him to serve 30 days of home detention and required him to use a device in Nevada which will measure his blood alcohol content before he can start his car. So he's got one of those rigs hooked up to his car to prevent him from drinking while driving.
I think that should be standard equipment.
For everyone?
Yes, for everyone.
Well, Greg, you have one. Is that pretty difficult to deal with?
It really is. It's especially cumbersome on my motorcycle.
But that's not the big story. The big story is hours after he got his sentence, he's driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, and he didn't have a license plate on his car.
Uh-oh.
So then the cop pulls him over and says, "You have any registration or license or anything like that?" Rodman says, "No." He said, "Well, where's your license?" Rodman says, "Oh, my friend has it." Cop says, "You mean he carries your license?" Rodman says, "Yeah." So then, on cue, Rodman's buddy pulls up beside the cop. Cop walks over there and goes, "Do you have his license?" The guy goes, yeah, I carry it all the time. So he doesn't lose it.
God. What a sideshow.
Seriously.
Right, what a sideshow. God almighty.
So not only does he have a guy carry his license, he has him follow him wherever he goes.
Wow.
Want to hear a funny story about the automotive breathalyzer?
Yes.
Used to know this guy that had one of those on his car. And before he would go out drinking, he would fill up two or three balloons of sober breath and leave them in his car. So when he went out and got hammered, he could drive home drunk by putting the sober balloon on the mouthpiece.
Does that work?
Yeah, it did.
So the balloon just captures your breath, obviously, and you just blow it right back into the drunk machine?
Yep. Is that commitment to drunkenness?
That's commitment, but do you have trouble untying balloons?
You just put a cork in them, I guess.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, you got to tie it just real light. I've never been able to untie a balloon.
Yeah, and try you to have to tie it tight enough to keep it in, but loose enough to where you can untie it.
Or you get a special drunk balloon that has a cork in it.
Or you blow it into a bottle of wine and then cork the wine.
Or you can fart in the machine.
You think that would work?
You can tie it with a rubber band, as our promotions department, I guess, has done it before. They're showing us what to do.
Who is it, Mike Ray Davies?
Oh, it's Greg. He's just wasted.
Fat ass!
Hey, leave him alone. He's losing weight.
Mm-hmm. Prove it.
It seems, Kevin Scott, that this man named Usher is the hottest guy in music right now.
He's pretty good looking.
Wasn't he once known by something else?
No, he wasn't. We don't have to play it every time.
Yeah, he was, I think.
What? DMC. No. His single, Yeah, featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Who?
Too many Lils in rap.
Are there?
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Lils.
Lil' Kim, Lil' Bow Wow, too many Lils.
Lil' Romeo, Lil' Flip.
Lil' Bill.
Yeah. Is this Yeah?
Yeah.
Ludacris.
I've never heard this song.
Really?
No. But where would I hear it?
Hey, I don't know. It's all over the place, though.
I mean, I don't watch MTV.
Man, I'll tell you what. They do so much better job with music in Dallas than they do in Sacramento. Because they had this. God. And this song by Jaquan. I don't know what the hell the name of it is. And they just kept playing it over and over and over.
You know what song I will always remember for our trip to Sacramento because we heard it over and over and over again?
Desperate for change.
Yeah.
And I don't...
What? How does the chorus go?
I'm falling even more in love with you.
Yeah. What is it? Life Hut?
Life House?
I don't know.
Yeah, Life House.
Finger Hut, that's what you think, though.
Right.
Finger Cuffs.
Well, now Ludacris is on top for the 10th straight week. He's the first person to post double-digit runs since Eminem's Lose Yourself, which held the spot for 12 weeks. Now, his second single from that Burn record, which has Yeah on it, is number 3.
Yeah.
What's the name of his song, Greg?
Yeah.
Think that'd be a hit?
Yeah.
Think the black kids across America be like, oh, this is snappy.
Yeah, who's that disinterested country guy?
I mean, I don't mind him. He's just so disinterested.
Kind of weird.
And then he has another single, Confessions Part 2, which entered the charts at number 48. So he has three songs in the top 50. Yeah, Burn, and Confessions Part 2.
Yeah, he's on top, man. Yeah, he's raising hell.
God, man.
Is that smart, though? Don't you let a song play out and then release the next one, or do they have any control over that?
I've never known the rules for that.
Wouldn't you want to space it out a little bit instead of just having everything hitting the charts at once?
Well, I mean, you space it out, and
they forget
by the time it rolls around again, they've forgotten about you. It's all moved somewhere else, and they're no longer interested in you.
But at least wait till goes down to number 10 and then release another single.
Hey, that's the way the Beatles used to do it.
I think your CD sales would increase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Greg. Marlon Brando, who was suffering from congestive heart failure, has told friends and family that he does not want to be buried in a Hollywood cemetery. He wants his ashes.
He's not long for this world.
I don't think he is. Well, he weighs 7,000 pounds. He wants to be buried on the island that he owns, Titiaroa.
I believe it's Titilanu, isn't it?
I don't think it's Titilanu.
Listen to Tomato Head.
What is wrong with you?
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
Titilano got you going, huh? It's in the South Pacific. Titiaroa.
Huh?
Titiaroa. Titiaroa. Anyway, he wants his body to burn, which would take about 2 years for his entire body to actually burn to ashes, and then he wants it spread over that island. Didn't he buy that island, Greg?
He did. Or you just mentioned in the story that he owns it.
Well, it didn't say that in the story.
But he bought some island.
Was it in the South Pacific, or was it near South America somewhere?
I thought it was near Tahiti. Yeah, he bought Titilanu.
You already forgot what you said.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Greg.
According to Brando's attorney, Marlon says his spirit will rest easy there amid the palm trees and in a place where he made love with Tahitian beauties at his beachfront home.
Now those poor Tahitian women.
Oh, I know. How many did he squash?
I think he's got one stuck in a roll still. You smell a rotting corpse if he walks by you.
Did anyone fall off the face of the earth faster than that guy?
Yeah.
Well, who, Greg?
Astronaut. Steamboat Willie.
So maybe Buzz Aldrin.
But anytime he wants to get back on the face of the earth, all he has to do is appear in some movie. Even he's in a cameo role, and no, all of a sudden he's a big deal again.
No, he's done that. He was in that movie with De Niro and...
and then he was a big deal in that.
Okay,
not
but he,
really.
He was the biggest of deals in 1972, whenever The Godfather came out. And
after
then
that, when he wouldn't accept that Oscar, that the Academy, they didn't like that too much, that they gave him the highest award they have, and he turned their back on them. And he hadn't been the same since.
Did you guys ever see Hearts of Darkness, which was the making of Apocalypse
yes.
Now?
Yes.
Which is so much better than Apocalypse Now.
I hated that movie.
Man, see the making of it. It's amazing. His wife, Coppola's wife, followed him around with a camera the whole time, which was basically, you know, a year and a half, 2 years of shooting. And...
Cobra.
Right.
No, Coppola.
There was a point there where Brando, who they paid $1 million to work for like 2 days, which at the time was pretty unheard of, he wouldn't show up. He wouldn't come to work. And they show Coppola...
Because the moon wasn't right or something.
Yeah, they show Coppola on the phone with Brando's agent, and he's going... He's like, you tell that fat ass that we'll get Redford in here in 2 days, and he'll do this movie for me. Which never happened. And... One of the stipulations was that he lose like 100 pounds before he show up, and they basically dressed him in a muumuu.
They did, and if you notice it during the movie, every scene that he had was in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, you never saw him.
You saw about half his face.
Because he was about 350 at the time.
Poor guy. All right, it's time for us to leave.
What else?
Well, it's 4:51, Mike, right here on the ticket.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. That signals an end for entertainment news for today, I guess, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Take care. All right, coming up next, we might wind up doing something crazy that you're just not going to believe here on the ticket.
Awesome.